Hector didn't answer, but he got down from the ladder and followed the three members of the Council of Elders away from Foul Fountain, keeping his eyes on the ground at all times. The Baudelaires followed Hector, their stomachs fluttering as they walked through the uptown district to the downtown one, where the crows were roosting as they had been yesterday, when the children had first arrived in BFD. Their stomachs were fluttering with relief and excitement, because they believed that Count Olaf had been captured, but also with nervousness and fear, because they hated the idea that he might be burned at the stake. The punishment for VFD rule-breakers made the Baudelaires remember their parents' deaths, and they didn't like the idea of anyone being lit on fire, no matter how vile a person they were. It was unpleasant to feel relief, excitement, nervousness, and fear all at once, and by the time they arrived at Town Hall, the stomachs of the Baudelaire orphans were as fluttery as the crows, which were muttering and scuffling as far as the eye could see. When one's stomach is as fluttery as all that, it is nice to take a short break, to lie down and perhaps sip a fizzy beverage, but there was no time for such things. The three members of the council led the way to the large room in Town Hall, decorated with portraits of crows. The room was in pandemonium, a phrase which here means filled with elders and townspeople standing around arguing. The Baudelaires scanned the room for a sign of Olaf, but it was impossible to see anyone over the bobbing crow heads.
"We need to begin the meeting," called one of the council. "Elders, find your places on the bench. Townspeople, find your places on folding chairs."
The townspeople stopped talking at once and hurried into their seats, perhaps afraid that they would be burned at the stake if they didn't sit down quickly enough. Violet and Klaus sat down next to Hector, who was still staring at the floor in silence, and picked up Sunny so she could see.
"Hector, place Officer Luciana and Count Olaf on the platform for discussion,"
an elder ordered, as the last few townspeople sat down.
"There's no need,"
called out a grand voice from the back of the room, and the children turned around to see Officer Luciana with a big red grin beneath the visor of her helmet.
"I can get to the platform myself. After all, I'm the chief of police."
"That's true," another elder said,
and several other people on the bench nodded their crow hats in agreement as Luciana strolled to the platform, each of her black boots making a loud clunk on the shiny floor.
"I'm proud to say,"
Officer Luciana said proudly,
"that I've already made the first arrest of my career as chief of police. Isn't that smashing?"
"Yeah, yeah,"
said several townspeople.
"And now, Luciana..."